Happy Friday, everybody.
This Sunday is Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
All right, give your mother a kiss or I'll kick your teeth in.
Hey, shut up. You're not my real mom.
You know you love the weekend.
Your mother was a hamster.
It's Mother's Day, and you're ruining it.
Tie your mother down. Tie your mother down.
Hey, this Sunday's Mother's Day. Now, if you haven't gotten your mom a gift yet, can't go wrong with a gallon of gasoline, huh? It's a little pricey, but hey, you only got one mom, you know?
The Mixed Morning Fix with John, Monroe, and Jackson starts now.
It's Friday!
Friday!
Yeah!
There it is. Good morning to you. We are the Mixed Morning Fix, John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Hello.
What up, gang? How are we feeling today?
So good, man.
All right, I just had this pulled up. Let me see here. Not only is today a high of 68, but the wind right now, Monroe, very important, 8 miles per hour.
Is that enough to blow a drone on I-15?
I don't think it's enough to blow a drone, but a large inflatable Pikachu.
8 miles an hour isn't going to take me anywhere.
Okay. We're more worried about Jackson than we are my son's drone.
That's right.
Only by a tiny bit.
Okay, okay.
Only by a wow. It'd be like that. Dang.
But I appreciate that. If you missed it yesterday, Jackson's going to head on out. We have a big inflatable Pikachu costume that he's going to get into a scissor lift on I-15 over at Tim Daly Nissan Southtown. We're going to put him up in the air. And if you're saying, well, why are you doing something like that? Great question. We're giving away Pokemon Detective Pokemon Pikachu.
Pokemon Detective Pikachu, I guess, is the official title.
That's the official title?
Yeah, it's part of the Pokemon franchise.
Like Marvel Avengers.
Marvel, I guess. Ant-Man. I think it's more like Tyler Perry's Meet the Family or whatever. It's like,
okay,
you have to put Tyler Perry on front of every Tyler Perry movie.
Gotcha.
That's the same thing with Pokemon. But yeah, Detective Pikachu came out last night, or comes out today, I guess, is technically.
Rated PG.
Rated PG. Very excited.
Yeah.
It looks really good.
So good.
We made a not-so-PG video with the Pikachu outfit yesterday, though.
Yeah, we did. That's up on Instagram, Mix1051 Utah, if you want to take a look at that. See exactly what we're talking about. Already has like 1,200 views.
Yeah. People like watching John get murdered.
Dude.
Pokemon murders me in the video.
Well, you know what?
Sweet defenseless me.
Pikachu also trashed my office, so...
Yeah, great point. He had a great time doing
I think you earned it.
I'll tell it now. I don't think Jackson knows this yet, so I might as well. We were buying the scissor lift yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And you know like when how you go to McDonald's, they ask if you want to supersize something for just a few more dollars?
An add-on?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'll bet there's some safety add-ons that you did not purchase.
Well, no, those were too expensive. But for just a slightly more, about $100 more, I was able to get the scissor lift to go higher.
Yay!
Right?
That's not a thing. That's not
gosh.
That happens.
Jackson!
Absolutely not.
They said, this is the one you purchased, but look over here at this one. It's a little bigger, and it goes 10 feet higher. And I said, yep.
No.
Yeah.
I don't see the point in any of this. That sounds unpleasant.
35 feet up in the air.
But you're just going to be tucked in all nice and cozy in Pikachu costume.
That's true. I wouldn't even be able to see the ground. So as I plummet to my death, it'll be a mystery to me. Just how high I am.
Now, the last time we got you up pretty high in the sky was when you were climbing the firefighter ladder.
Yeah, that one was 40 feet.
That was 40.
Yeah, and you had really an asthma attack from that.
Oh, yeah, it was terrifying.
So did you bring your inhaler?
I did.
Okay. That was I was worried
that
about that this morning.
Scared me to death. Yeah.
Yes.
Turns out when you go up real high, you can worry yourself into a panic attack, which turns into an asthma attack.
Now, listen, it does have a little bit of like a gate around it.
Yeah.
I asked him to take it off.
No, he didn't.
No,
liar.
He didn't at all. But we're going to have Nils up there with you. He's going to lay on your feet.
No, he's not.
And you go up 35 feet. That's three
Dude,
stories.
Nils is a strong guy, man. He's got you.
Yeah. He'll just, like how my kids sometimes sit on my foot and hold on to my leg and I walk around the house with them.
Right.
Same idea, but he's going to do that with your Pikachu costume.
Yeah. But also, Nils, great guy. No, not questioning that at all. My question is like, if I'm falling, is he going to hold on? Or is he going to let go because, ow, that hurts?
Well, I don't think we pay him enough to go
to
with
hang
you.
On there. Yeah, yeah. No. See, that's what I'm concerned about.
At that point, that's your bad.
Yeah, that's on you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is all my fault, isn't it? It was my idea. I'm the one that rented the lift. I'm the one that got up in the air, huh? Isn't it?
Dude, and by the way, what was up with our sales rep, Camilla?
Yeah.
Coming in your office yesterday. And she was like, but wait, you guys, like, isn't this dangerous?
I'm telling you.
I was like, you can leave.
Management at the last minute telling us this is too dangerous to do.
Uh-huh.
They should have brought that up 3 weeks ago when we pitched this idea, saying we were doing it.
Yeah.
And we told Jackson at that time, too. And like, that's when someone
I got told. Not asked. Not invited. Told. It was that this was happening.
It was a soft telling.
You know what my motto is, guys?
Mm.
Better to ask forgiveness than permission.
I did not even go to our... I did not take this all the way up the chain. Let me just put it that way. I went to our direct managers, and that's where this stopped. So if you could not hurt yourself, because I feel like if you hurt yourself, then I'm going to be in a meeting.
Yeah, so, you are going to be in a meeting. This is dangerous and stupid.
So if you don't mind.
But you know what's great is I'm just going to be able to sit back there and like, I didn't know about it.
Whatever.
Wow.
We have you on tape yesterday admitting that you planned this.
What happened to you're a bird, I'm a bird?
Yeah.
That's not our life.
For attempted manslaughter.
That's my life with my BFF.
Oh,
wow.
My
goodness.
With my sister from another mister.
Wow. That's
she
how
just told you
go.
That your feelings didn't matter. How did that feel?
Oh my gosh.
It
okay.
Hurt.
I'll bet
Jackson.
It did.
It really did. Monroe, let's do it. I got a bucket, full of sunshine. Let's kick off your pocket full of sunshine.
You guys, what we do matters. A radio station just made the impossible happen. It's really cool. It's a great Mother's Day story. There's an 81-year-old in Ireland. Her name was Eileen. She grew up in an orphanage and never knew her parents. So she started searching for her mom when she was 19 years old. She kept searching for 60 years.
My gosh.
Never found her. Then last year, she told her story on a radio show in Ireland, and a genealogy expert who happened to be listening offered to help her. After some digging, they found out that her mom was still alive.
Ooh.
Her mom's name is Elizabeth. She lives in Scotland. She's 104 years old.
I was going to ask, how old is the mom?
104 years old. She turns. Her birthday is this weekend. And Eileen just flew over to Scotland and met her for the first time.
It's like a real-life Joe Dirt story.
That's cool.
Right? Isn't that so sweet? She's 81 years old and just met her birth mom.
I like that Joe Dirt was your reference. Mm-hmm.
It's the only thing that came to my mind.
Okay. Yeah. I appreciate that.
He went
that.
On a radio show.
Uh-huh.
Told his story, and
listen,
he found his parents.
You don't have to tell me. Joe Dirt was a staple in my household. Of course it was. That we identified with Joe Dirt. We understood where he was coming from.
What do you have, Jackson, coming up in your show? You're going to do your showbiz beat before leaving?
I'm not doing the showbiz beat
you're leaving.
Before I'm leaving. I'm
okay.
leaving.
You're leaving
I've
got
to go get the backdrop put up on the scissor lift. I have to. Here's the thing. John sits up here in his ivory tower.
Oh my gosh.
And he comes up with all these beautiful ideas, but then he just gets to sit here while the rest of us are out doing the grunt work on it.
While the peasants are building the pyramid.
So I'm sorry I didn't have time to do your showbiz beat, Mr. Man.
So you're not doing the showbiz beat?
No!
Okay. But you will be down at Tim Daly Nissan South End.
Yeah, we're heading out right now.
Okay. I'll do the showbiz beat. And coming up, let's talk about Taylor Swift and what inspired her last CD, Reputation.
Go watch the video we made on Instagram of Pikachu working in the office.
I'm sorry I missed it.
Yeah. I don't know where you know, I walked in on it. I wasn't actually a part of the video.
Uh-huh.
I was actually minding my own business in here.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden I saw Jackson dressed as Pikachu running around the studio, like other places.
Yeah.
And then he came in here and they're like, hey, we have a funny idea. And I just went with it.
Yeah. So you got knocked out.
Yeah. And then dragged. Uh-huh. Which, by the way, this floor is disgusting.
Yeah. You have MRSA.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Somewhere.
Oh, by far.
Okay.
They had to pick dirt crumbs and food particles off of me.
Also, if you get murdered today, they're going to find a bunch of different DNA.
It's a great point.
Yeah.
Be bad news for someone if I got murdered today.
I know. I hope my DNA is not on there.
So Jackson's obviously in the car, which means Monroe, you're doing the Showbiz Beat.
Yeah, but I didn't pull up the sponsor.
I gotcha. Showbiz Beat brought to you by PRA Health Scientists. PRA is seeking healthy, non-smoking men and women ages 21 to 65 to participate in a clinical research study. Qualified participants may receive compensation up to $5,900. Visit PRAstudies.com for more information.
Okay, I absolutely love, love this story. Taylor Swift, she gets inspiration from every part.
She really does.
Right? Of the world. Now, she just admitted to Entertainment Weekly that her last CD Reputation, yes, a large part of it was inspired by her life, but she looked at her life through a Game of Thrones filter.
Not far off. In the celebrity world, against the Kardashians, which was going on.
Right?
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense. So she says, a lot of the songs on Reputation were influenced by the show. These songs were half based on what I was going through, but seeing them through a Game of Thrones filter. Look at What You Made Me Do is literally Arya Stark's kill list.
Well, I mean, she sits on that throne.
Yes.
In the music video.
Yes.
So yeah.
It's Arya Stark. It's her kill list. Look What You Made Me Do.
Huh.
Oh, isn't that great?
Yeah.
She says, at the time I was making Reputation and I didn't talk about it in interviews, so I didn't reveal that a lot of the songs were influenced by the show. You find yourself identifying with different characters several times an episode. You go from hating someone to loving someone. You see someone is cold and then you see the reasons behind why they do what they do.
Do you identify with the character from Game of Thrones?
Well, she's right. Like, you do understand why they do the things that they do.
Yeah. It's a brutal world.
Yeah. You get, like, the Red Wedding, you know?
Yeah. Like, I know. You get both sides.
You do. It's terrible. Yeah. But that's the magic of the show. All right. Just announced, the Jonas Brothers are the next to get the documentary treatment. They've got a special coming out on Amazon Prime. It's called Chasing Happiness, and it'll premiere on June 4th.
I'd like to watch that one.
I think I would too.
Yeah.
I'm really interested.
I wasn't into the Beyonce one. I talked before, that documentary didn't interest me. I know.
You're playing with fire.
I know.
I mean,
I'm
you
just
are
saying
gonna,
personally.
Our Twitter feed is literally going crazy right now.
Personally.
But I think this one will be good. And I hope it's called Chasing Happiness. So I hope a lot of it includes their love life.
Yeah.
That seems really interesting.
That's who I want to see.
Right? The Jonas Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
They're suddenly stealing the spotlight.
Ah, they're the best.
All right. And then while we're on the Game of Thrones topic, there's another Game of Thrones cameo being rumored.
Yeah.
So we heard Chris Stapleton. He played a zombie dude.
Right.
He literally was laying there. His eyes were closed and then they were open.
Did you notice that one?
I didn't notice it.
Me neither.
I had no idea.
It wasn't as noticeable as when Ed Sheeran was on.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Ed Sheeran was awkwardly singing in the middle of the forest.
I know.
But now they're saying that Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers has a cameo.
Stop doing cameos.
Here's the thing, though.
Game of Thrones.
Dude, okay, if I was famous and I could have anything I want, I would totally be an extra on Game of Thrones if I could.
No, I understand.
That's a good time.
I'm talking about Game of Thrones, though. You're not the Big Bang Theory.
Well, they're not talking about it. Game of Thrones is keeping it hush-hush. It's like Aaron Rodgers' people and Chris Stapleton's people that are coming out.
I don't want them to pull me out. I know it's dragons and there's coffee cups, but I don't want to be like, oh, look, Aaron Rodgers in the middle of another battle at Winterfell or wherever.
You think he's recognizable?
Aaron Rodgers to me would be.
Yeah, yeah. I don't pay that close attention.
Now, Chris Stapleton, I didn't notice at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends on the person.
We'll see what happens. All right, that's your Showbiz Beat.
Devin, what are you doing?
We're headed to a medical procedure.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. Is everything okay?
Yeah, we're hoping so.
Okay, man. Keep us posted, okay?
I will definitely.
All right, Devin, you are caller 10, my friend.
Yeah.
Devin, you got it. We're going to hook you up with tickets to go see Detective Pikachu. How high do you think Jackson's going to get on the scissor lift today? What's your predictions?
I would give him 100 feet.
100 feet. That'd be impressive since the scissor lift goes 35 feet. So
yes.
I mean, that would be.
Okay.
Well, but here's the wind gust is going to come up.
That's true. He's
going
to
lift him.
Like a kite.
Uh-huh.
Like a Macy's Day at Thanksgiving balloon.
Oh, my gosh.
If it's 35 feet, I'll give him 30. I don't think he'll do it all the way.
I agree. I don't think he's going to go all the way up either. Devin, congratulations. And again, hope things go okay today.
Thanks.
We're doing it every half hour. Tickets to see Detective Pikachu. And, of course, Jackson's over at Tim Daly Nissan Southtown. It's not on a scissor lift. It's actually because we did the upgrade. It's a boom.
Yeah, I guess it's called a boom lift
now. Get ready for the boom.
It's the boom lift.
Goes 35 feet up in the air. Hopefully, you'll be able to see that from I-15. If you're driving, if you have a passenger, and you can get us a photo and then text it to us, because Monroe and I are stuck in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even get to see our vision come to life.
I know. I did loan them my son's drone, though.
Yeah. How'd that go?
So
with your
son?
Well,
I forgot to ask his permission, and he just got it for his birthday like a week and a half ago.
Yeah, he just had his birthday.
Oh. So I'm like, buddy, can I take your drone to work tomorrow? And he's like, well, what's going to happen to it?
Yeah.
And I said, Jackson's going to borrow it. And then he was like, well, if it's Jackson.
I know. Same thing with my kids. Right, if it's Jackson, whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, did you explain to your son that they were doing it right next to the freeway?
Nope. Okay. I said it's going to be in a safe place.
Uh-huh.
We'll take care of it.
Yeah.
You'll get the exact same drone back.
Sure.
So we might have to order.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
An extra drone.
If Jackson could just keep the drone away from the freeway as much as possible.
Wind gusts 8 miles per hour.
I don't know what that really means. That's the problem.
I don't either.
Could be very windy. That could be not wind. That could be like a normal day.
Yeah.
To me, it means nothing.
Absolutely zero.
Yeah. But I was like, that's an interesting fact. Speaking of your son, you had a very big day yesterday.
Yes.
Because you've been having this ongoing medical battle that we haven't talked about on air.
I know. Because I was super embarrassed about it.
Yeah.
Because this actually happened. It started a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
My son like broke out in what I thought were hives, mm-hmm. but I took him to the doctor and it was like a 6 week thing that we went through last year.
Yeah.
And he ended up getting diagnosed with scabies.
Which is a weird, when you told me that, it's such a strange diagnosis because I don't hear that term very often.
I've never heard it before. Yeah. Like I've grown up here in Utah and I've never heard the term scabies, but it's like a mite.
Mm-hmm.
Like mange.
Okay.
For
sure.
Animals, you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
it was
yeah.
really bad. And so, I mean, like I had to go sterilize my house and then he broke out with it again this year.
Really?
Yes. So he got it again. And so went back to the same doctor and, you know, he's like, yeah, it looks like he broke out again. And
was he saying where he's getting like scabies from?
He kept asking me like, yeah. where do you think he's getting it from? And I'm like, the only thing I can think of, cause it's just him. It's gotta be his school. You know, it's gotta be like something.
No one else in the family has this rash thing that was going on.
No, but right. as soon as they say that it's scabies, you start itching everywhere and you start noticing little lumps and like,
sure.
oh my gosh, that's one.
And what did you do to your family? Because there were scabies in the house.
So here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Like you have to super sterilize everything. So everybody had one wash rag, one towel, mm-hmm. okay? And then we had two outfits that we could wear. And because you have to wash them in super hot water.
Yeah.
And then you have to dry them in super hot to like kill it all, right? So it's
right.
like ruining clothes. We have to do this with sheets and pillows. Like
you're doing that much laundry almost every day?
Yes.
Really?
Like I can't tell you how stressed out I have been
yeah.
about these scabies and just the thought of it, like you can't sleep at night
mm-hmm.
thinking, oh my gosh, there could be something crawling on me right now eating my skin.
Right.
It's
yeah.
just a terrible thought.
Yeah.
And then the scabies hives where they come from, it's actually the fecal matter from
ew.
The scabies.
Ew.
And then it's coming out of your skin.
Yuck.
Right?
Yuck.
It's disgusting.
Right.
Like you can't sleep and I'm just like stressed about where he's getting it and if he's still exposed to it and all of this. Finally, yesterday we took him. I was like, we need to just test for it, you know?
Right.
And it's actually kind of traumatic because they take a piece of skin off.
Is that how they do it?
Yeah.
Oh.
So they cut a piece of skin off.
Poor guy.
They shave your skin off and
yeah.
put it in a solution to test it. But
okay.
I was like, you know what? We
gotta
do
it.
Because he broke out again,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Guess what?
Huh.
It's eczema.
That's a big difference.
That's a huge difference.
You kidding me?
And I can't even tell you how relieved I am. I was just like, oh, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's eczema.
That's ridiculous that they were telling you scabies.
I know.
And it's just like something you put lotion on.
I know.
Right?
Yeah. A lot of people are saying the same thing. Like, why did they go there? The thing is, the scabies is so contagious.
Yeah.
Like, we had to quarantine ourselves. Like,
right.
I didn't come into work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we had to literally quarantine ourselves so we didn't contaminate everything else because it's so contagious.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to act right away on it. And that's why they were, like, really quick to jump on that diagnosis.
Okay.
So it wasn't totally their fault. And had it been the other way and he really did have it and
then
they were treating him
worse.
For eczema, I would have been
yeah.
horrified, you know? So
how does that feel?
Dude, I slept so good last
did
night.
You?
I left work. I was like, you know what? I got to go take a nap because
yeah.
I haven't slept in like 2 weeks. So I feel great. And we got him the little cream last night
mm-hmm.
and it started going down and
already.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
I'm so happy.
This text says my mom had scabies once. She got it from a tanning bed. That was
uh-huh.
the last time she ever went tanning.
Yeah. See, I've heard that. I've heard tanning beds, you can get it.
What, hotel beds also?
Yeah, like, you can get it from hotels.
Talking about
and,
like bed mites or all the, you know, same idea.
Yeah,
right?
Bed bugs and stuff
crawler.
Like that. Yeah.
Wow.
And it just is. It's super contagious.
Hey, all it was a rash. All
dude,
it took was some lotion.
I'm fine,
yeah,
dude. Guess
so
what I didn't
good.
Do yesterday either?
Laundry?
Laundry!
Yeah, exactly. Let's play the fuse!
Yeah!
Part of today is us giving away tickets to Detective Pikachu every 30 minutes. So for Morning Show Family Feud, I've got tickets to Detective Pikachu for you to go. Take the kids.
Yes.
Since Mother's Day is this weekend, top 10 TV moms.
The top 10, huh?
Top 10. I found a new list. I'll be honest with you, Monroe.
Yeah?
I do this every year.
I know you do.
For Mother's Day.
I know you do, because yesterday I was like, oh my gosh, we should talk about favorite, you know,
TV moms.
Moms.
Yeah.
And you're like, no.
No.
I do that.
That's my thing.
Every single, that's what I do.
That's my Friday before Mother's Day for Family Feud.
Okay.
Yeah. So top 10 TV moms, a brand new list this year. As I look at it, there are two old school, like old show moms. And
okay.
The rest are relatively new. Newer
right.
than those two, at least. I'll start with you, and then we'll start taking text messages and phone calls at 844-649-1051. Again, get one right, and you will be in the drawing for tickets to Detective Pikachu, the new Pokemon movie. You won the coin toss, considering Jackson's out of the studio.
Well, thank you.
Top 10 TV moms. Who do you got?
My all-time favorite TV mom.
Okay.
Okay? When I was pregnant with my young little daughter.
Yes.
I imagined that I was going to be Lorelai Gilmore, and she was going to be my little Rory.
Has it turned out to be that way?
Not yet.
Okay.
We're still working on it.
What is it about Lorelai and Rory? Like, is it a close relationship? Is that
yeah,
the deal?
Yeah, they're besties.
Are they really?
Yeah, because they're so close in age.
Oh, okay.
Because Lorelai had Rory when she was 16.
Oh.
Super young.
Got it.
So they're kind of like closer in age. So they just like, they hang out and they drink coffee together.
I had a feeling you were going to pick Lorelai first.
Dude, Gilmore Girls, that's my jam.
Show me Lorelai Gilmore.
Yeah. Yes!
Number 7 on this
oh,
list.
Oh, I'm so glad that she made the list. That makes me happy.
Who plays her? On the show?
Lauren Graham.
Okay.
Lauren Graham.
Actually, it's funny. I'm just now looking at the text for the first time. A lot of Lorelai guesses.
Dude, I like...
Was she like the coolest mom? Like, what?
Dude,
I never watched the show.
She's the best mom. Like, she's just like... She's got
she's
it
everything.
All.
Okay.
Okay, just watch it.
The Wonder Years mom. What was her name? I don't remember what her name was.
I don't know her name either.
Wow. I don't think she's on this list.
Okay.
If we come back and it is, I'll put you in the drawing. June Cleaver. I did say there was a few old school ones on here. June, though, did not.
What?
No. I know.
What?
Yeah. A few of those ones kind of got pushed out of the top 10 finally.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that was forever ago.
You know who didn't, though?
Who?
Marge Simpson. Number 3.
Aw. Good old Marge.
Gotta hand it to Marge. Marge puts up with a lot.
Yeah.
You're married to Homer.
Oh, my gosh.
You got Bart.
Dude, who's just a nightmare.
Yeah.
And a baby that just refuses to age.
It's been 30 years. The baby still doesn't talk. At some point, you start getting worried.
We're still in diapers.
Right, exactly. Lois from Family Guy. Hold on here. I remember reading. She was right outside the top 10. Mm. Another one who's put up with a lot.
You know who's on my brain?
Huh.
Because it's the weekend. 2 days. We're going to be... back with Game of Thrones.
Oh.
What about Caitlin?
Caitlin Stark.
I loved her.
Number 10.
Yes!
She did everything for her family.
Dude, she did everything.
Oh,
and
man.
Her end.
So sad. Oh.
It was the worst ending. I know, right? Tearing up right now.
Why would you bring it up? Why would you say that?
Sorry.
Morning Show Family Feud. Top 10 TV moms. Guess one right, and you are in the drawing for tickets to see Pokemon Detective Pikachu. Call us or text us right now. Topanga from Girl Meets World.
Mmm.
I never watched the reboot. Did you ever catch it at all?
No, I
watched
didn't.
Boy Meets World back in the day when we were kids.
I didn't watch Boy Meets World.
Okay, so you weren't into it at all.
No.
Topanga, though, not making the list. What about Roseanne? Hold on, I gotta look and see if Roseanne. No, Roseanne not on this list.
Hmm.
The mom from that 70s show? Why, you'd be talking about Kitty Foreman. Number one.
Dude, she's the best. She is the best.
I still love watching that 70s show repeats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kitty Foreman, number one. Meredith
Red. I'm surprised she is number one, though.
At number 2, who do you think it would be?
don't know.
The most famous TV mom of all time.
The most famous TV mom of all time?
I would have called this person the most famous TV mom.
There's pressure.
There's a bunch of guesses for it.
Okay.
Carol Brady.
Oh.
Number two.
Yeah. See, I would have guessed Joan Cleaver.
Yeah, and she's not on the list.
Before her.
Malcolm in the Middle's mom. Oh, what was her name? Oh,
no,
she's not on here. Jill Taylor from Home Improvement. Weren't we just talking about her?
Yeah, we talked about her yesterday.
Why were we talking? Oh, how people would like her to play your TV mom.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's on here. Number five.
Okay.
There's one more cartoon character also on this list.
Did we guess? It's not Marge.
Marge is already on here.
And then the
Lois Griffin. Was already guessed.
There's another cartoon one?
Yeah. Colby says, what about Vanessa Baxter from Last Man Standing, which is the new Jill Taylor?
Oh, yeah.
If you watch Last Man Standing, it's great. It's Home Improvement. Redo. But no, Vanessa did not make this list.
What about...
Yeah.
I just thinking of our little Jackson and his favorite show. What about Sophia from Golden Girls?
No.
She's a great mom.
Yeah.
Right?
This person said, well, you're talking cartoons. Linda Belcher. Bob's Burger.
Oh.
No.
Dude, my friends call me Linda. And I've never, because of that.
You should watch the show then.
Because is it good or bad?
No, it's great.
It's bad,
it's
isn't
great.
It?
No, it's great.
I should be proud of that.
No, it's fantastic.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kris Jenner. That's funny.
No.
No.
I mean, she's a pretty good mom, though.
Tammy Taylor from Friday Night Lights. Never got into that. I heard it was a great show. This Is Us, Mandy Moore's character.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's the best mom.
She is a great mom. No.
What?
No. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, I do.
All right, here you go. Number 10, Catelyn Stark, Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9, Reba.
Meh.
From the show Reba. I never watched
it. It hasn't been on for like...
Some of the other these shows.
Okay, all right.
Claire Dunphy. Claire Dunphy is from Modern Family.
Oh, yeah. I don't watch that show.
Number 7, Lorelai Gilmore.
Yes.
Gilmore. Number 6, Peggy Bundy.
Okay.
Married with Children. Number 5, Jill Taylor. Number 4, here's the cartoon character that I'll have to scroll back through, but I don't think anyone guessed it. Wilma Flintstone.
A what?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Number 3, Marge Simpson.
Okay.
Number 2, Carol Brady.
Mm-hmm.
And number 1, Kitty Foreman. There you go. If you guessed one right, you now have got yourself tickets to go see Detective Pikachu, or I'll put you in the drawing at least to do so. I just have had a few text messages of Jackson up on the boom lift come through our text message from people driving on the freeway.
It's beautiful.
I-15 right there at Tim Daly Nissan, about 114 South. He's 30 feet up in the air, dresses Pikachu. If you have someone else in the car, please just send us a photo. Jackson on the street, up in a boom lift at Tim Daly Nissan Southtown off of I-15 and 114 South. Jackson!
It's more like Jackson in the sky today, and I am real scared. This is very unpleasant experience.
All right, Jackson is dressed as Pikachu. You're in a large inflatable Pikachu costume. You're in a boom lift that, from the photos I'm getting from listeners driving by on I-15, I'd say you're a good 25 feet in the air right now. Is that what you would say?
Oh yeah, 25 is not 30, just about.
Okay. All right, good. You've got the fan on in your inflatable Pikachu suit. You've got the freeway going down below you. I can't hear either, but what is it like inside the Pikachu costume right now?
Well, John, I'd like you to go out of the studio. I'd like you to find a bucket. I'd like you to turn that bucket upside down on your head and just let Monroe bash it. Just hit it over and over. It is so loud in here. It is a lot of surfaces that reverberate a lot of sound. And I hear a fan and nothing but thousands of cars passing me as they go by on the freeway.
What can you see out of the Pikachu costume right now? Can you see the cars? Can you see the ground or nothing?
I can see the cars as they speed by.
Okay.
And I can see the ground where I'm imminently going to fall to my death.
Is it windy?
Thank God, no. Otherwise, I wouldn't be up here. I'd be like, all right, we're scrapping it. It's fine, though.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
How's the weather? Can you not tell what the temp is when you're that high or like with the costume on?
The thing with the costume is that it is very hot.
Yeah.
John and I, we filmed the video yesterday. It's up on Instagram. And right when I took the costume off, John looks at me and goes, "Ew, you're sweaty." How rude is that?
You look like you had just played an entire football game and you took your helmet off. Like, that's, you were drenched in sweat.
It is hot, and I have the sun beating down directly on me because, of course, I'm facing east.
I did get a text saying you can really only see Jackson, which makes sense if you're driving southbound on I-15.
Oh, okay.
Because that's the side that he's on, and you know, there's too many. So you're going to have to get off on, let's see, it would be maybe 72, then turn around and come back around the other way.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to.
Or it's worth it.
Just keep following the adventures on Instagram, because we're going to get some photos up.
All right, now, has the drone started yet?
I don't know, actually. I told him to text me when it started.
Okay.
And I haven't gotten a text yet. But also, I told them to text me anytime they were going to raise me or lower me, and they haven't done that either.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, "We yelled," and I was like, "I can't hear anything. I can't hear anything inside this stupid costume."
All right, Jax is up there. Why don't you stick around as we do Monroe's Pocket Full of Sunshine.
Well, deal.
That's just a pocket full of sunshine.
I know, isn't
right
it,
there.
Though?
All right. This is really cool. Shaquille O'Neal just recently gifted an eighth grader with 10 pairs of shoes. His name is Zach Keith. And believe it or not, he has a size 18 foot.
Oh, wow.
He's an eighth grader.
Yeah.
Size 18 shoe.
Okay.
Okay.
Size 18? How is that even a shoe size?
I don't even know. So his mother made a plea on Instagram for help, saying that he needed affordable large shoes and cleats.
Yeah, it costs so much more. They're specialty.
Yeah. So a local Atlanta reporter contacted Shaquille O'Neal before he called a local shoe store to actually just make the purchase.
Wow.
And purchased 10 pairs of shoes for him. That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Zach is 6'2" and still growing. He's eighth. He's in eighth grade.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. He's gigantic.
Yeah, he really is. Why would you do that?
He
what
was
is
so
scary. Good morning, 7:25, John Monroe and Jackson.
Friday.
Oh, my goodness.
There was a bird.
Uh-huh.
This little, and it's still there. Look, it's still it's seeing stars right now.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never seen a bird fly into
Okay, here's what happened. I just got Jackson. I got Jackson on the phone because Jackson right now is in the air. He's on a boom lift at Tim Daly Nissan Southtown, about 114th South and I-15, dressed as Pikachu. So we got him ready because we want him on the air so we can hear the freeway and hear what it's like, and maybe someone will honk a horn. And so I'm talking to Jackson, just hey, get ready, we're gonna be on. And all of a sudden, Monroe yells and throws herself underneath. Like the desk, Jackson.
It was out for my blood. It was coming for me.
Monroe, I am 30 feet in the air with no safety harness. You cannot scream in my ear like that. I will have a heart attack. I've got to go change my underwear because of you.
She yelled so loud, didn't she, Jackson? No joke. The strangest, loudest, weirdest yell.
It was so scary.
It was so scary.
Oh, my gosh, are they getting murdered?
My heart stopped.
What happened, Monroe?
What happened?
The bird flew into the... I could see it coming from across the parking lot. Uh-huh. I could see it flying. It was going straight towards me.
It's a big fan of the show.
And then it smacked right into the window. It hit the window.
Yeah, the bird just smacked right the window. We have a mark and everything right now. Bird's okay.
And the bird's just sitting there what was that?
What just happened?
What happened?
Oh, my gosh.
Woo.
Okay, we all okay?
Yeah, I feel great. I'm wide awake.
I'll
now.
Be okay. So Monroe scared me so much. The Pikachu costume's become a real Dutch oven.
Oh my God.
There is a photo of Jackson up on our Insta story, Mix 105.1 Utah. Monroe, why don't you do the showbiz speech?
I forgot to pull up the sponsor again.
Well, sure. You're too busy yelling at the bird.
Well, it was terrifying.
Brought to you by Channel 2. Save time tomorrow morning. Watch the morning sprint on 2 News this morning at 6:44 a.m. The biggest stories, the forecast for your day. Need to know traffic only on 2 News this morning. All right, Monroe.
Man, it is Baby Palooza, isn't it? There's babies springing up everywhere.
Amy Poehler, or no, Amy Schumer. And then you also have
the royal
Meghan
baby.
Markle.
Yeah.
And now Kim Kardashian and Kanye West surrogate went into labor last night.
Oh, man.
I didn't realize they even had a surrogate right now.
Are you serious?
I totally forgot. Yeah.
Yeah. This is baby number
four. The Kardashian news moved so fast. It's hard to keep up, but John, I expect you to.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I apologize.
You're the resident Kardashian expert, so if you could get it together.
You're right. That was really what I was about for the longest time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, and you've really let it slip, man.
You're right. Yeah. It's on me.
Baby number four. So on the way, we don't have any like delivery news yet, but they are reporting that she is, in fact, in labor.
No, number three.
This is four.
This is four?
Yeah.
How am I missing a whole child?
John, what is happening? Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I'm thrown off right now after the bird incident. I'm not in my normal place.
Kim Kardashian was pregnant twice. Remember,
oh,
she was pregnant
then the
twice.
Once.
Then they had a surrogate.
That's right.
And now they have another surrogate. So we'll keep you posted on further news on that. Now, the other burning question we're all asking is, who left the cup? Whose fault was it that the Starbucks cup, quote unquote Starbucks cup,
okay,
ended up on the Game of Thrones table?
Well, I saw that Sansa, Sophie Turner, came out saying it wasn't me.
She's denied it. She said it wasn't me. And now it was sitting in front of Emilia Clarke. So a lot of people just assumed it was hers. But now she's come out and said it wasn't.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't her. She posted on Instagram. She said, "Did I just stumble upon the truth here? The cup bearer does not drinketh the Starbucks tea."
Oh. Okay.
So I'm guessing it was Kit Harington.
Sure.
Doesn't that seem like a Jon Snow move?
Drinking tea? Leaving a cup? Which part of it? All of it?
Leaving the cup on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just like, doing a job so poorly that everyone recognizes that you are way in over your head.
Wow. I wasn't going to go quite go there, but yes.
Yeah,
thank
thing.
You, Jackson.
You're welcome. Anytime.
All right. And Jennifer Lawrence getting married. We're all excited for her.
Yeah.
Now, rumor has it, like, who's going to be her bridesmaids, right? Because she's got, like, a lot of big deal friends. So rumor has it that she is going to ask Adele and Emma Stone to be in her line.
What a great two.
Right?
Get Rebel Wilson in there too.
Well, you got to put Adele in because then she'll actually perform.
Hold on. I got to go, guys. Bye.
Bye.
You think he's okay?
I think they're bringing down the the lift. We'll check it with him in a second.
Yeah. you got to have Adele. But then Emma Stone... she's going to throw a great party for you.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
She's just a good piece
to have in there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No word on Amy Schumer, because they're kind of buddies too, right?
Right.
I wonder if she's like the maid of honor, though.
Well, she has to have some friends outside of stardom also.
Does she, though?
I don't know.
Does she have to? Because she's been in the biz for a while.
For a long time.
She kind of grew up in it.
Yeah. That'd be crazy if every single one was like an A-list celebrity.
Dude, can I just go to the bachelorette party?
Just want
to
hang?
Just let me be the fly on the wall. Like, I'll just bring you drinks.
Right,
the
exactly.
whole night.
Yeah.
Just whatever.
You want to work it.
I just want to see how it all goes down. All right, that's your showbiz beat.
All right, Monroe, appreciate that. We'll check in with Jackson, see exactly what happened as he's dressed up as Pikachu on the boom lift on Tim Daly Nissan Southtown. Jackson is on the street today, or in the air, I should say. He is in a boom lift. 30 feet above the sky, above I-15. If you're going I-15 southbound, that's the best way to see him. But I have been getting photos from listeners who are driving northbound who've been able to get snap us and send them some pictures as well. So you can kind of see him both ways. He's a large Pikachu, a big blown-up Pikachu on this boom lift. And then there's a Mix 105.1 banner kind of hanging from it.
Uh-huh.
And it's hilarious. Every time someone sends us a photo,
it just looks so great.
It makes my day.
Man, and he's so terrified. He had to hang up because they moved it.
Yeah, so he doesn't have the controls to the boom. It's actually, they have him at the bottom. And I guess while he was on air, they moved him. He hung up with us so fast.
Yeah, hold on.
Because he has nothing like grab onto. This Pikachu costume.
Oh, yeah, I forgot it. He doesn't have the arms.
He doesn't really. Well, he had arms enough to, in the video, kill me and then drag my body across the floor that we made yesterday.
Yeah, true.
So... I don't, but it's probably hard. There's a lot going on up there, and it's windy. If you missed the video we made yesterday, it's up on our Instagram page, Mix1051 Utah, and we'll check in with Jackson again soon. And now, though, it is time for Choose the News, and since Jackson's out, give me a second here.
Sorry.
Choose the News brought to you by, there it is, Natural History Museum. $5 admissions on Wednesdays after 5 p.m. at the Natural History Museum of Utah. It's a twofer right now. Not only will you win yourself tickets to go see Detective Pikachu in the theater? You'll also be able to get tickets to Lagoon. How do you win both? You got to pick the story that you want to hear. Since Jackson is up on that boom lift, it's between you and I, Monroe. What do you got?
When was the last time you made a new friend? And no, Facebook friends don't count.
Fine.
Let me just switch my stories over here.
Oh, did you do the same one?
It's okay. I got a good one here. I got being a mom by the numbers. From hours at school plays to I love yous per day. If you want to hear that, you can call and pick me. Choose the news right now. Let's see here. Brianne says, I one vote for Jackson since he's the Pikachu champ. But yeah, since Monroe's in studio, I'm going to give her a vote. That's for you. Nice. With two kids under two, it seems impossible to make new friends. Monroe, I want your story.
It does.
Let's see. It's been a while since I've made a new friend. I want Monroe as well. Good morning. I passed by Jackson. Should have got a photo. I'm sorry, you two, but I will vote for Monroe. Oh, wow. All right. Cool. Since you both picked the same story, it's got to be good. I might as well pick Monroe then. Aw, oh, man.
Yeah.
No.
You're not going to make it, John.
I got it. Let me find.
You're sick.
I'm not sick. It's a throat thing. Let's see. My husband votes for John. I vote for Monroe. Love you guys. Well, the winner today. So sorry. 98% of the votes. Monroe!
And you're not sick.
Go
ahead, John. All right, I'll tell my story while he dies over there in the corner. Oh, what a pathetic. So they did this new friend survey. It's pretty interesting. They said the average adult hasn't made a new friend in 5 years. And I was trying to think about this, and I don't think I have made a new friend in the last 5 years.
Really?
Well, no, that's lying, because, no, I've made new friends here. So, yeah, I'm doing good, but
you're
I switched
right.
jobs.
Right, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you've been at the same job, right, it's kind of hard to, like, interact with new adults.
There's a phase in life where it's really hard to make new friends, especially when you have the young kids, you're not going out at all.
Mm-hmm.
Then you feel like a bad friend to the friends you do have.
My husband and I, we are literally just going through this.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. We're just going through it. So a new study found that our ability to make new friends peaks at age 23, and then it declines, and the average adult hasn't made a new friend in 5 years. Being too shy or introverted is the number one reason people say that they struggle to make friends as an adult. The second most common excuse is, I don't go to bars anymore.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know. Make
sense.
I just feel like I just want to be home. That's my thing these days. I want to be home with my kids. Like, I want to get a red box. I want to sit on the couch. I want to eat popcorn and hang out with my family.
Dude, that's exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
Like, I love being with my family.
Yeah.
I love them.
Me too.
So much. I love them too much. I know. It's a problem. So some more friendship stats from the survey. The average American has 5 good friends, 3 best friends, 8 people they hang out with, but not one-on-one.
Okay.
So another 50 casual acquaintances and 91 people they're only friends with on social media.
Yeah. I don't even know. There was a time when I was like, look at my social media friends. I've gotten past that now.
Yeah.
You know that there was that point, though, when you're like,
yeah,
I know so many people in my life.
I know. I'll friend everybody.
Right, yeah.
The top 3 places where we make lasting friendships are at work, in high school, and at college.
Yeah.
And the top 5 characteristics of a good friend are honesty, trust, loyalty, kindness, and a good sense of humor.
I was going to say, give me humor.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
make
always.
Me laugh.
Yeah. All right, there's Monroe's story. Mine will be up online, mix1051utah.com. Gotten some great photos of Jackson up on the boom lift. Thank you for sending those.
People
those
need to
fantastic.
Honk at him, though.
Fantastic. Yeah, try to honk at him as well. And a text saying, my sickness also started as a throat thing, and now I have pneumonia. So, well, cool.
That's You're going to be fine,
mine's
John.
It's just a tickle. That's all it is.
Just go to the doctor.
I'm not going to say the last few Fiancé Fridays have been bad, because I feel like people haven't been cheating.
Yeah, I'm getting really tired of it.
But on the same hand, we're finding out deep, dark secrets about couples that maybe we don't want to learn.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what? But I like to think of us as heroes.
Oh.
Because don't you want to know before you make these commitments?
You're right, Monroe. Not every hero wears a cape. Yeah,
thank you. Sometimes exactly. they wear hoodies.
I mean, the argument could also be made that we're ruining people's lives, but let's not focus on that.
How dare you? Monroe, what is a Fiancé Friday? How do we do it?
Fiancé Friday is when you're about to walk down the aisle with that special someone and you start getting weird vibes. Maybe they start not coming home from work on time, or they're not letting you look in their phone. They're being super secretive, and you just kind of want to give them the old testaroo. Yeah, right? You exactly. You want to test them and see, all right, would you cheat if you could?
And our testaroo is who?
That would be one Mr. Jackson.
Hello, all.
So Jackson calls up, offers a sensual couples massage to that person, and we find out whether or not they want to go with you or someone else. And today we're helping out Lacey. Morning, Lacey.
Morning.
Tell us your situation. What's happening?
I don't live with my fiance, but I'm over there all the time, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I spent the night, and in the morning, Harry got up and he left. This is just not who he is. He is totally a creature of habit. Like, I know his routine by heart. He, like, always pours himself a bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios, does 20 minutes of yoga, and then he showers.
Okay.
Doesn't miss a day. So this kind of behavior was really weird. And then, right, so I sat down at the table. He was gone, mind you, and I poured myself a bowl of cereal. And out falls a crumpled piece of paper. It's a naked selfie of a girl I don't know.
On paper?
Wait.
On some old parchment. It's like, it just seems so...
I picture, like, no, Kate totally Winslet in Titanic.
Printed. Well, like, it was something he totally printed from, like, a computer kind of thing. Like,
okay.
Maybe. So I don't know who this woman is. I totally don't understand why it's in the box. And, like, I haven't asked him about it yet, but I guess I figured I'd call you and, I don't know, am I overreacting?
Smart move. I'm glad you reached out to us first. That was the best thing you could do.
So you don't, let me get this straight, you don't want to be caught snooping so bad that you're willing to go through all of this rigmarole to avoid it.
Yeah.
Basically. I mean, he's my fiance. I thought I knew who he was, so I don't know. It's just weird.
Let me ask you, is there a history of these type of photographs or websites in his life? So, like, this isn't that shocking to you, or is this, like, way out in left field for you?
No, it's a little way out of field. I mean, I've never known him to be that way. I mean, listen, I know he's a sexy kind of guy, and I get it. He adores women, and, you know, he's got a great body. So it's like he's got the admiration, but I've never seen him have, like, pictures around.
Why the cereal box? Here's my only thought.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Like,
right?
Let me go out on a crazy limb here, okay? He had this other girl over.
Oh, no.
She wanted to leave a token for him to find at a later time.
Oh.
So she had the photo. She put it in the cereal box.
That's usually my job, to jump to the worst possible conclusion.
Yeah.
So way to pick up the ball and run with it.
I got you.
There, John. But I don't think that.
Let me ask you a question, John. How many women do you think are walking around with printed naked photographs of themselves?
I don't know, Jackson. Obviously one.
No, none. Zero.
Do we think Lacey is overreacting? Let's go around the room. Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think so. I think it's just part of a stash. And
okay.
He's an adult. I don't think it's that big a deal.
That's an odd stash. Monroe.
I don't think that she is overreacting.
Okay.
I would be curious.
All right. Well, we're going to try to get to the bottom of this, see who is on that photo, and if Lacey's fiance, Harry, wants to go on a massage with her or this other person. Lacey, we'll try your fiance next, okay?
Okay. Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Everybody gets up. John Monroe and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Fiance Friday, we're helping out Lacey. Lacey was at her fiance's house. Her fiance's name is Harry. And she was pouring herself a bowl of cereal, some Honey Nut Cheerios, I assume, and out plopped a parchment, a piece of paper. And on this paper was could we call it an obscene photo? A nudie of sorts, which of some girl. And just some random, right? Lacey, like,
yeah.
You don't know this person. Okay. You're like, who is this? You want to know more? I want to know why it was in the cereal box.
That's what I'm like. How did it get in the cereal box?
So what we're going to do is we're going to have Jackson call up Harry. We're going to have Jackson offer Harry a sensual couples massage. And we're going to see exactly who Harry wants to bring with him. Lacey, if it's okay with you, I just need permission to have Harry on the radio.
Yeah, that's good. Fine.
Okay. Jackson, are you ready?
Let's do it.
Hello?
Hi, is this Harry?
It is.
Hey, Harry, this is Jackson calling from the JJ&M Massage Parlor. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well, man. Hey, the reason I'm calling you is actually because we're a newer massage parlor in town, and we are having a hard time getting our business coming through the door. Have you ever heard of us before?
I have not.
Yeah, that's what we're finding. We're finding more and more that people just haven't quite gotten the message yet, no matter how many Instagram posts we put up. So what we're hoping to do is just call a few people and offer them a free massage. Hopefully you'll come in, have a good experience, and then go tell a couple of buddies about it. Totally free. Is that something you might be interested in?
Maybe. How did you get my number, by the way?
Oh, I actually got it from a friend who just submitted it as well. They just booked. Jen, do you know Jen?
No.
Jennifer?
Okay. Yeah.
So Jennifer gave me your number, said that you might be interested in this. The package I'm actually offering you today is a couples massage package. It would be you and a romantic partner laying side by side in a really romantic environment. We have aromatherapy going. We have expert massage therapists who will give you pretty much any kind of massage that you're interested in, Swedish, deep tissue. And then when you're done there, we move you over to our Serenity Room, where you and your partner can enjoy an hour of time, just the two of you in a private area. You would have access to chocolate-covered strawberries, champagne, and again, it's all totally free.
Totally free, you say?
Yeah. So I don't need, like, a credit card or a checking account or anything to get it booked.
Okay. I guess I'll do it. I'll take advantage of it.
All right, cool, man. Your name's Harry, right? I got that right?
Yes, Harry.
Okay, cool. And just to verify, what is the name of the romantic partner you would like to bring with you?
Lacey.
Hey.
Yay.
All right. Good.
Lacey.
All right. Hey. Yeah. Hi, Harry. This is John Monroe and Jackson. We actually, we're not part of a massage parlor. We do a morning show here in town on Mix 105.1.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah, we walk that line sometimes.
Yeah. Sounds like a meeting with our boss.
Yep.
In fact, Harry, we have Lacey, your fiance, on the phone right now. Lacey, you want to say hi?
What? Hey, babe.
Lacey, why don't you tell Harry why we're calling?
So, I don't know. It was the weirdest thing. Like, you totally... I don't know. You had a strange morning. You weren't yourself. You didn't have your cereal. You didn't do your yoga. You just sort of kind of got up and left. And, like, strangest part was I actually had some cereal and this weird paper of a picture of some naked selfie random bimbo, like, popped out of the box. And I'm freaking out thinking, what is this? What's going on, dude?
Are you kidding? I have one slightly abnormal morning and you call me up on the radio. That, first of all, I just haven't been having cereal recently. I don't know if you've noticed.
I haven't. I'm
taking a break from that.
You creature habit, dude.
And that picture, I was leaving that for Adam. It was kind of a goof, but I was kind of screwing with him about something. So sorry you had to see that.
Oh, I didn't realize. Wait, so you have a roommate?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a roommate.
Okay, so was your thought like, oh, next time he pours himself a bowl of cereal, this will fall out?
That'll show him.
It's like a, like,
yeah, but like, it didn't
like it was
going to
be a prize in the box. I don't know. But
maybe you should include me on that joke. Doesn't that seem weird?
I thought maybe you'd think it was a little juvenile and stupid, so I kind of left you out of it.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, we do. So that's it. Are you not? I'm going to ask the question because I need to know. Like, Harry, are you cheating? Is there someone else in your life?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. It's just that you and Adam like to play juvenile pranks on each other.
Yeah, we play some dumb pranks on each other.
Okay.
Listen, yeah, that they do.
They do? Totally, okay, yeah. So Lacey, you can agree on the fact that they're like, I understand, I have a best friend, and he and I, when we get together, you would think we're still in middle school from the way we joke around and the pranks we pull. So I get that. Are you Jackson Monroe, are we okay with this? We're buying it? We feel like it was just a mistake?
Yeah, it was a dude thing. Like, it was in the cereal box. Yeah. Like, come on, it's not like he's hiding it.
I would say no if I hadn't pulled this exact same prank
on my former roommate.
Yeah, I had a stack of those little cards that you get in Vegas on the street, and I left them all over the house.
All right, so we don't go over to Jackson's and have breakfast is what we've learned here.
Or do.
Jackson on the street on the boom lift over there at Tim Daly Nissan Southtown. Have you calmed down at all? Have you had to use a potty break or what do you have going on?
No, I definitely went before I left because I knew that once I was up here, there was no getting back down. So,
Jackson, I got to tell you, the photos of listeners driving on I-15 southbound, seeing the big inflatable Pikachu up on this lift, they cracked me up. I could only
imagine.
They're
hilarious.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah. And people are honking as they pass by. They're having a great time.
So if you haven't seen it yet, if you're not going to be on I-15, we do have it up on our Instagram page, Mix1051 Utah, which also, by the way, we made a video yesterday of Pikachu doing some office duties, mm-hmm. I would say.
Yeah. Clearing out the trash.
Oh, whoa.
The wheelie chair ballet, I thought, uh-huh. was exceptional.
Yeah, it really was.
Thank you.
Pikachu, quite graceful.
Yeah, Pikachu, very graceful, but he can't answer a phone. He doesn't know how. His arms are too little.
His tiny little arms couldn't get to the phone.
Nope, they sure couldn't.
Again, that's up on Instagram, Mix1051 Utah. Hey, so I didn't realize this. You're telling me on the boom lift, you don't have control of the height from where you are. You have to have like a partner down below?
Well, so if I was alone, I'd be able to switch it to nest mode. That's what, by the way, it's not a basket. It's the nest.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm up in the nest right now. Mm-hmm. But they'd have to switch controls over to me, and they decided not to. And they're down there messing with things without telling me. And I told them if they did it one more time, I was going to break their little fingers. So I may be cute in the Pikachu outfit, but if they keep playing with those controls downstairs after I've told them not to, we are going to have a problem.
Man, that's a trust exercise if I've ever heard
that
one.
That is the truth.
Oh, and they failed. That's the thing. It's a trust exercise, and our whole team failed it.
How is it up there? Are you feeling any kind of movement of just being up so high? I mean, I've seen the photos. You're up there about 30 feet.
Oh, yeah, man. Every little move, every time I try to shift, because here's the thing. I'm standing still for so long that I have to shift my feet. Because, you know, your feet get sore. And every time I do that, the basket just sways every little bit, every little way. It is really scary up here.
Are you waving or are you staying still? I need you moving up there so people know it's not just an inflatable.
Oh, I'm moving. Okay. I'm waving my little hands.
Okay.
But that's the problem. I'm doing radio bits and I'm waving hands so I don't have time to brace myself when those guys decide to touch the button.
Pikachu is mad.
Oh, yeah. Oh. They're getting the chewing out of their life when I get down there. It'd be best if some of them cleared out before I got back down on the ground because they are going to get an earful of it.
Oh, funny.
Oh man.
I hope you keep the costume on as you do it too.
I will.
Okay, good.
And another thing, Pika Pika.
Monroe, take it away.
Okay, let's see, where are we gonna start here? This is crazy. Imagine Dragons frontman Dan Reynolds says that Imagine Dragons are going to be on an indefinite hiatus beginning in June.
Oh, no way.
So he said it could be a year. It could be a year. It could be 5 years. But they're just going to take some time off as Imagine Dragons for new music.
Well, Dan Reynolds has been doing his own thing for a long time now. So he's probably just wants to explore his solo career for a little while before doing anything else with the band.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, too. But that's sad, isn't it?
I'm telling you, when bands do this, I never like it.
I know.
I never like it.
Yeah.
Well, nine times out of ten, it's like the kiss of death. They're not coming back.
And most of the time, it doesn't work.
Right.
There's just something about chemistry. When it works, it's great, and you can go huge. But then all of a sudden, someone wants to go out on their own, and it's like, no. Every once in a while, you have a Timberlake. But
yeah.
I'll say, I don't feel like One Direction, it worked. I know you'll argue and say, like, oh, no, look at Harry Styles. None of them separate are as big as they were together.
I feel like Zayn had a bigger career than Harry Styles.
Zayn, really?
And Harry Styles was, like, the big star. But I feel like Zayn had more success here in America, anyway.
Huh, interesting.
All right, and this is so crazy. I had to, like, leave it up because it makes no sense. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
TMZ claims Luke Perry's son, Jack, just defeated David Arquette in a wrestling match in Los Angeles on Wednesday night.
I'm sorry, David Arquette is wrestling?
Well, dude, right?
David Arquette got really hurt doing a wrestling match like last year. where I think he had to go to the hospital.
I think he got pretty hurt on Wednesday, too, because it says that Jack drop-kicked David out of the ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Dude, and after the match, David complimented Jack and said, he's just got so much talent, so much heart. He's incredible. He's super smart. It's hard to believe he's so young and so talented. But he started when he was just a little guy.
I was just looking up how old David Arquette is. Do you guys have any guesses?
He's got to be like 50.
Yeah, 50. I'll say 53.
I was thinking like mid-50s as well. He's 47.
Still, though.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, that's close to 50. At that point, you round up, you say he's 50.
Yeah, see, I'm not quite 40 yet, and I know that if I was drop-kicked in a wrestling match, I would not recover very easily.
So
I'm looking at, he's wearing the old like Hulkamania yellow Speedos. He's got tats all over his body. I mean, he looks like he is into the wrestling thing.
Yeah.
This is like his new passion.
Why not though?
All right.
You know?
Cool.
Like,
good on him.
I think I'll try this today.
Yeah.
He's definitely that kind. And John Mayer tried to steal Shawn Mendes' thunder. You know how I feel about John Mayer.
Yeah, I'm
not a
fan.
Super big John Mayer fan, but this one's legitimate. Like,
okay.
I have a legitimate reason not to like him,
right?
So Shawn Mendes, he posted his Calvin Klein photos, right?
Yeah.
And they're like super racy.
Yeah. Yes.
They're amazing. Yes. They're getting a lot of views. John comments on there, I would have loved to comment, but my Fruit of the Loom contract prevents me from doing so.
That's hilarious. Why don't you like that?
Because he's trying to steal Shawn Mendes' thunder.
He's being funny.
But then,
he doesn't actually have a Fruit of the Loom endorsement.
Well,
he's being funny. He's the funniest guy on Instagram. I got to be real with you. If you follow comments by celebs on Instagram, he is always on there commenting on their stuff. It is super funny.
So Fruit of the Loom responded. They said, John Mayer plus Fruit of the Loom. Partnership in service of helping bodies feel like wonderlands.
Oh, yeah.
They hijacked it.
No.
You don't do that to Shawn Mendes.
No, it's all great.
It's hilarious.
Yes.
Monroe, you just want to hate him because you hate John Mayer. But let me tell you, if Chris Hemsworth had done this, it wouldn't be us. You wouldn't think twice about it.
Oh, my gosh. It would be adorable if Chris Hemsworth did it. It'd be super
exactly.
cute.
Exactly.
All right. And then really quick, Jeff Bezos. He's been doing like this super secret like space rocket thing.
Oh,
nobody
yeah.
really knows. Well, it was announced yesterday. He intends to land a spacecraft called Blue Moon on the moon in 2024.
It's 5 years from now. That's not a long time.
I know. It's like 4.5 years.
Good. Finally.
From now.
Let's do this.
Someone else will be on the moon.
Let's get some space travel going on. It's been long enough.
And then finally, all these conspiracy theorists that think that we never landed on the moon.
Right.
They'll be like, here's the footprint.
Get out there. There's nothing.
I know, right? Like, actually, no. They didn't.
Joke on you. There's no flag.
Right.
There's no footprint. There's nothing.
Yeah.
It's actually very grassy, and there's a lake.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. That's your showbiz beat.
All right. Thanks, Monroe. This text says, has Jackson told you that he is holding on for dear life? Just honked as we went by on the freeway. Thanks for making our morning on way to school so awesome, Jackson. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm holding on for dear life because I don't know when. Don't pull the dog there.
Oh my God! Look at people alone. Watch the Insta story of Jackson inside this Pikachu, where it looks like he's camping. It almost looks like Blair Witch.
I know, it's pretty cool.
It definitely looks like I'm in a tent of some kind.
Yeah. So you're in there now. Are you feeling any more wind than you were earlier? I haven't looked around to look at the trees to see if anything's shaking.
No, the wind is fine. The wind is totally fine. It's just any sort of movement at all solicits a nice little wave, like I'm on some sort of terrifying roller coaster that I can't get off.
You've been up there for almost 2 hours. How does that feel?
Yeah, dude, I know. I'm terrified. I'm really scared still.
Are you comfortable, though?
Nope.
Okay.
My feet hurt really bad.
All right, cool.
You're kind of standing still, completely still in one place for 2 hours. It is an unpleasant experience.
Oh, it sounds absolutely terrible. Better you than me, my friend. All right, so this is what we're doing. I've got those tickets for Pokemon Detective Pikachu. How do you get them? Answer this question. The number one thing people hate about spring is this. Because, I mean, seriously, spring is like everyone's favorite, right? Who doesn't love spring.
Yeah, what do you hate, sun?
Yeah, oh no.
Love spring. Right? I'm a big fan.
Ew, the pools are open. Yuck, no one wants that.
Gross. Ah, man, it's popsicle weather. Boo. I hate popsicles. I'm an ice cream man myself, and I will not have everyone eating popsicles.
I saw yesterday the shaved ice stores are all starting to open back up.
Yes.
Over there in the parking lot.
I love a snow cone. Big fan.
Best. The number one thing people hate about spring is what? If you can answer it and call us first at 844-649-1051, going to give you these tickets to Detective Pikachu. Let's go around the room, Monroe. We'll start with you. What do you think it's going to be? What do you think the answer is?
You know what I really hate about the warmer weather?
What do you hate about spring?
Bugs.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, skeeters.
Yeah, mosquitoes in particular, because I'm actually allergic to mosquito bites. So they get really large on me, like golf ball size.
Okay. Yeah. Bugs is not the answer, though. No, that's not it on this one. Although my kids are the same way. They knew that the bees and everything are coming back out, and like they hate it. Like that's their...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's their no-no. Jackson, what about you? What do you think people hate about spring?
Well, because it happens way too often now, kids aren't in school for spring break. Like, it's every parent's nightmare. How are they going to figure out childcare? What are they supposed to do with their kids for a week?
Oh,
so I'm saying spring break.
You're saying that most people hate spring break as things that people hate about spring.
Dude, running into spring breakers, like as an adult, as somebody who's not on spring break, you know, it's so annoying.
I got to tell
you. You're like, trash people.
I was in Vegas with Jen one year, and it was like spring break for some colleges. And then, you know, we're seeing them like, we're going to Starbucks. We're already up in the morning. It's like 7. We're grabbing breakfast.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're seeing people just like cruising in from the clubs the night before. I'm like, oh, look at those people. Shame on them for staying up all night and being young. Like, ah, ew. This text. This text says spring cleaning. Yeah.
Oh, I love that part.
Oh, I got to tell you.
Love that part.
I asked Jen what she wanted to do for Mother's Day.
Uh-huh.
She said she wants to like do some spring cleaning and chores around the house. And I'm like, no.
You can't say no. Like, you can't say no.
Don't you just want jewelry? Can't we do something else?
Can't we just do jewelry?
Can't I just buy my way out? Daylight saving time.
Oh, that is the worst one. Ew.
Wait, isn't this the good one? Or is the next... I thought this is the one we want to be on.
Okay, this is the one we want to stay on, but adjusting to getting up an extra, like an hour early, it's brutal.
Because we lose an hour.
This text says, John, you should know from missing every soccer game, it's the rain. Who likes the rain?
Oh, I love the rain.
All right, so it's not you.
I'm a big fan.
You're okay with the rain. Taxes are due in spring.
Taxes are the worst.
Just file an extension.
Then you never have to worry about it. It's called kicking the can down the road.
Yeah, if you got to worry about it in October, though, homie.
Ah, man, don't tell me that. I thought I just was.
I know.
Can I keep filing?
Nope, you can't. I don't think you can.
My accountant lied to me. It's me. I'm the accountant. All right, the number one thing people hate about spring is this. If you can guess it right, you got to call us. Be the first one to call us. You'll get movie passes to Detective Pikachu. Hi, Max. Who's this?
Hey, this is Linda.
Linda, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing excellent. Jackson's been sitting up in the nest of a boom lift all morning dressed as Pikachu. So seriously, it's been a pretty good morning.
Good.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right, Linda. I read this to both Jackson and Monroe. The number one thing people hate about spring is this. What do you think it is?
I think it's
allergies. That is exactly correct. It's pollen, right? Like the pollen is around. It's the worst time of year for that.
It is. Mowing the grass and cotton flying everywhere.
Ah, Linda, you got it right, and you're going to go see Detective Pikachu. Congratulations.
Woo!
Thank you. Yay!
You are very welcome. All right, we're talking about how the number one thing people hate about spring is pollen, allergies. And I got a text saying, it's obviously allergies, Pikachu.
It's
like, come on.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Love that joke.
Whoa, fantastic. That was great.
Fantastic.
You're totally going to tell your kids that tonight, aren't you?
Oh, many times. Yeah. Of course, Jackson's been out on the boom lift over there off of Tim Daly Nissan Southtown off of I-15. Go to our Instagram. You can see all of the photos on our Insta story, Mix1051 Utah. But speaking of pollen, last week, I think it was, your kids, how did they take like pollen in the face the way they did? Like, what happened?
Oh, my goodness. It was crazy. So we have a cherry tree. okay. out front. It's yeah. actually in our neighbor's yard, but it kind of hangs over. And there was a low-hanging branch. It was, like, covered with blossoms. Yeah. You know, it was really pretty.
It's beautiful.
Well, this low branch, they decided they were going to pull on it, and then they were going to take all the blossoms off, and they would, like, shake it, and then it would kind of rain blossoms.
Oh, yeah.
So they were, like, dancing in these... In so, these pretty blossoms.
It's like almost like a snow. They're uh-huh. just like, oh, look at this. It's yeah. so festive.
So I glanced out. I'm like, oh, that's cute. You know, went back into the kitchen doing the dishes. And all of a sudden they run in like screaming bloody murder. Yeah. Like, Mom! And they had pollen that had shaken off the tree into their eyes. Their eyes were like bright red. I put a picture on my four photos on Instagram.
I remember that photo. It looked like they had been like crying or like because their eyes were so red.
Dude, they were bloodshot. They just had pollen all over them. Like I could see it on their faces. Ugh. I could see. So they were like itching. So we just like threw them in the bath and the shower, just trying to like hose them off. I didn't making them hold their face under the faucet.
Yeah. I was just because when you were telling me, I'm like, well, I remember as a kid, I was thinking chlorine, right? Like we spent a lot of time uh-huh. in the pool and your eyes would be red.
Yeah.
And my mom would do like a big bowl of water. Uh-huh. We'd have to put our face in there and open our eyes and it would burn. And I don't think it ever helped at all. She's like, it washes out the chlorine. I'm like, all right, Mom. Like, did it help?
No. I just put him in the bath. And then, actually, we had him in the shower. Mm-hmm. We hosed him off really fast. And we had him in the bath and just let him soak for a little minute and just kept pushing water in their face.
Right. Oh, those poor kids.
They looked terrible. Tom kept trying to leave the bathroom. I'm like, don't you leave me.
Don't make me be the bad guy.
Don't you leave me to handle this by myself.
Yay, parenthood, so much fun. Jackson's coming back right now from his morning up on the boom lift over there dressed as Pikachu. I bet he's so sweaty. I'm just telling you from yesterday mm-hmm. when we made the Pikachu video for Instagram. Mm-hmm. Like, he looked as if he sat in a sauna with his clothes on. So he was for 2 hours just wearing this thing.
Plus, there was a lot of fear because he was so high in the air. So sweat. You know that you have a lot of fear sweat.
Yeah,
completely. Fear sweat is bad sweat.
Fear sweat's the worst kind of sweat. Mother's Day is Sunday, and we will be giving you tickets to New Kids on the Block for Dear Old Mom, if you want to go as well and not give Mom that. That's your choice. Speaking of Mother's Day, do you know what you're going to get? Have you heard any... rumors.
Dude, all I asked my husband was, I got a new car.
Yeah.
And they have like the garage door openers like built into them now.
Right.
Nowadays. And we couldn't figure it out. So then we had to, the instructions said that we had to like crawl up and hit a button.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's almost like when you're getting a Bluetooth and you have to push like the button to like receive the signal.
Yes. Yeah. But now you have to get on a ladder.
Uh-huh.
Way too much work. So I'll just use the little remote.
Mm-hmm.
But I asked my husband, I'm like, dude, all I want really is to get that thing, that button to work.
Oh, that's sweet.
So he already did it.
Oh, so you're done.
Yeah. So all I want now, I want to have a nice breakfast. I want my kids to tell me over and over again how much they love me.
Of course.
I want my husband to tell me how much he appreciates me. Right. I want him to clean my car.
Okay.
Clean the house.
Yeah.
And let me watch Game of Thrones.
Not asking a lot for Mother's Day.
Yeah, I don't care.
Normal day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just let it be chill.
That's perfect. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Fallon last night read a bunch of great mom quotes that people had tweeted him.
Oh, man.
You want to hear them?
Yes. There you go.
Now, I thought I'd share some of my favorite mom quotes from you guys. Here we go. This first one is from Emmy Sikora. She says, my mom once called me at college and asked if I could help her figure out how to save her document in microwave office. this one is Imagine Haran, 13. She says, my mom and I were going to a buffet and she put some Tupperware in her purse. I asked why. She said, it's all you can eat, not all you can eat there.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yes. This one's from at Nard Jerry.
I love Nard Jerry.
He says, I asked my mom if she was planning to come to my graduation and she said, you're my fourth child, so no.
Yes!
This one's from Colby Barron. He says, growing up, instead of saying, don't make that face or it'll stick that way, my mom used to say, don't make that face or you'll end up looking like your Uncle Roger.
Wow.
Poor Uncle Roger.
Roger, man.
Yeah, I know. Oh, this one's funny. Last one is CJ Dawn 236. She says, I can't find my hookers, my mom, while searching for Christmas ornament hooks.
Can't find the hookers. There you have it. Those are tonight's show hashtags.
Jimmy Fallon. Do you drink energy drinks?
No, I don't.
Have you ever? Or it's just never been your thing.
Mixed with things.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I gotcha. I had an old co-host who actually would chug a Rockstar before going on every morning. Like that was what he did. Like while driving
instead of coffee, or
yeah, he would drink a.
I would like to knock him, but I do Diet Coke. Yeah. So
same idea. Well, this 33-year-old in Scotland was fitted with a pacemaker.
Oh no!
Because she was addicted to energy drinks and downed at least 6 of them every single day.
No.
She says the sugar from the energy drinks made her heartbeat too fast. She also suffered from kidney stones and neglected her diet, which led to second-degree heart blockage.
Whoa. How old?
33 years old.
Oof.
Yeah, she says that she needed the drinks because she was working in the evenings and raising 3 kids, which you understand. Excuse me.
I do absolutely understand. There's not enough caffeine in the world.
Sometimes you need to chug something. All right, what song do you want today, Monroe?
Well, it's got to be all about mom.
I'm
dying. Got any good mama ones? I know. You're almost done.
I got only a few more breaks left.
And then you can be sick.
Then I'm going to finally admit that I might be sick.
Maybe.
I have Stacy's mom. You want to hear that?
Hey,
come on.
She's got it going on.
Please.
Let's do it.
Yeah. My God, I'm dying. You know, if you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, Monroe yesterday put together this amazing list of like activities going on this weekend.
Ugh, like the warm weather, man. Just means that there's fun stuff to go out and do again.
Just go to our website. It's mix1051utah.com. And then it's called No FOMO.
Mm-hmm.
And like so many people have texted saying like, oh my gosh, thank you for this. Or you gave that like discount. What was the $20 thing?
Yeah. So it's called Utah Kids Club, which I'm a member of. And that's where I get a lot of my stuff that I okay. talk about in No FOMO.
Yeah.
But they have like this summer package. And if you're a member of Utah Kids Club, you pay $20. And it gets you into all this stuff. And even buy one, get one free to Lagoon, like $20 to Dave and Buster's. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. And it's like one-time fee for the whole family. So it's super cheap. It's way worth it.
Okay. That's up again on our website, mix1051utah.com. Do you think you could handle testing out fancy yachts for $93,000 a year?
Oh, man. I don't know. All the sunscreen you'd have to buy.
Oh, sun. Recently launched luxury shopping website, Hush Hush. Listed the job and is recruiting someone to review yachts before they're listed for sale. So the job pays about $1,800 per week, requires the reviewer to live, eat, and sleep on the yacht for a week, and to thoroughly test out all of its amenities, including every plug socket, door, bed, shower, and tap. And the good news is it's not necessary to have experience with yachts to apply. You only have to be 21, have a valid passport, and be available on short notice throughout the year. So I guess when they get a new yacht, they call you and they're like, hey, can you come live on this yacht for a year or for a week? And you're like, all right.
It's like, oh, where's it parked?
Yeah.
In the Cayman Islands? Huh. Okay.
And then they're paying you $93,000. A lot of times you hear about these like tester jobs.
It's yeah, like, and it's like $30,000
yeah.
or whatever.
And it's like, but you could eat chocolate every day. And uh-huh. you're like, all right, that's cool. This is hanging out on a yacht.
Yeah.
I want to do this.
Sorry, kids. Mom's gotta go to work.
I'd be so tan. I bet my hair would grow back. Like I'd be so relaxed.
Dude,
like
you know
all
what
my...
I notice is like the humidity and what it does for your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I'm in a tropical place, I'm like, oh, my skin, it's so moist and lush.
You look so youthful.
Uh-huh.
You come back, I'm like, oh my goodness.
Uh-huh.
You Monroe's younger sister.
Yeah, you look like, good.
Oh wow. Have like this radiant tan about you.
Mm-hmm. So I guess you and I are competing for the same job?
I think so. I wouldn't have bags under my eyes anymore.
Oh my gosh, you could like sleep in.
Yeah, you're on a yacht. Oh, and you're just sitting there on the yacht.
Yeah,
and it's going like,
dude, it's like rocky to
just
sleep.
Just rocking and you can
oh
hear
my gosh.
The ocean.
You could go out and do some like deep sea fishing.
Oh yeah.
Have a barbecue on the patio.
And just catch fish with my hands.
Is that what you imagine?
That's who I am.
It's not Castaway.
No, that's why I would. Then I'd like make fire on a beach. I'd be like, I made fire. I want to bring this back up next week because an Idaho guy named David Rush recently set a new Guinness World Record by stuffing 100 lit candles into his mouth at the same time.
Ugh.
He was able to hold the handles in his mouth for 30 seconds. The old record was only 59 candles. So he beat it by 41 candles.
That's a big mouth.
I want to see how many we can do.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
The wax is going to drip.
No, we'll put them all in. We won't light them. I want to see how many candles, though, we can fit in our mouth.
Like birthday candles.
Yeah. I'll go buy a bunch, like, over at Zerker's or something like that.
Okay.
And we'll go for it. because the biggest was 59. So I assume we can get somewhere in the 50s, each one of us, right? Think about
listen,
what?
I thought my big mouth is more of a...
It's a description of who you are
right.
as a person?
Right, not necessarily like...
You don't have a large mouth?
Yeah. I'm guessing like in the 20s somewhere for me.
No way.
Yeah.
I think you're selling yourself short. I'm going to do it. We're going to do it next week. It'll be really fun.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg's career was actually launched when he directed an episode of the TV show Columbo back in 1971.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That was a lucky episode.
I wonder at the time if they're like, this guy's really good. Like, wow, this guy's going to make a bunch of big movies one day. Or yeah. if he was just like a normal.
He looks super funny, but.
Yeah, right.
He's got a great mind. Doesn't he look.
Look at his beard that he has. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah, I know.
He directed Goonies, right? Because he played the dad.
What?
In Goonies?
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he
didn't. I swear he did.
Hold on a second.
Yes, at the end when the dad's like, no, no pen, no, and he's ripping up the contract.
It's not Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
No, who played the dad in Goonies? No. No.
Who's the dad then?
I don't know.
Who was it directed by?
It was written by Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, he played the dad.
Mikey's father.
Yes.
Ripped up the foreclosure. Hold on a second here. All right, we're going to do this on air. I'll look it up. I got the IMDb page.
Me too.
Okay.
There
we go.
See
who finds it first here. Chunk's father, no. Man in shower, it's not that either. Mrs. Wang, no, it's not that. I'm telling you, it's not. Data's father's in here. Mouth's father, Troy's. Mr. Walsh, was that his name? No. Okay. You're crazy.
I'm not.
You're crazy.
No,
I don't
I know.
See it.
I know I'm right.
I don't see it.
I know I'm right.
I reject you and your
Google
theory.
Google was Steven Spielberg.
Completely. Steven Spielberg produced it.
I know,
Steven
and
Spielberg
he played the dad.
It. He even edited it.
Steven.
But he did not play the dad.
Steven Spielberg in Goonies.
Okay, that's fine. We have all the time in the world. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we're just on the air,
that's
right?
That's okay. Yeah. Not a problem. You don't throw something like that out and expect it to just not be brought up. Hold on. I'm over here. I'm looking. No. No. I don't see that anywhere. You're making up crazy. Director Richard Donner makes the cameo as the deputy. And Nick McLean has a cameo as Mouth's father, but there's no cameo. From Steven Spielberg. Yeah, crazy. Final thoughts, Monroe, today.
Well, I was wrong.
Okay, yes.
That's terrible. You got to check out the podcast.
Yeah.
It'll
be up a little late today.
It will be up a little bit late, but also we're doing Saturday morning cereal.
Yes, we are. That's right. Jackson's coming back and we're going to record it. So mm-hmm. if you like true crime, make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Don't forget more New Kids on the Block tickets coming up at noon and 5 today. Monroe? Happy Mother's Day.
I was waiting for that.
Were you really?
Yeah, I was.
There you go.